In Europe, you had the Napoleonic Wars going at full scale. U.S. merchant shippers were caught in the middle between the French and the British, and Jefferson and later Madison's policy was to use an embargo against both the French and the British, which was something that was devastating to New England shippers. And it's interesting that U.S. foreign policy has very often had this policy of using economic sanctions against other countries doing things that the United States didn't want. This embargo, most historians would say, was not very successful, and it certainly was damaging. Here's a little New Hampshire song from the time: our ships all in motion, once white in the ocean, they sailed and returned with a cargo. Now doomed to decay, they have fallen a prey to Jefferson, worms, and embargo. So this was not popular in Massachusetts or in Delaware, many parts of the Chesapeake Bay, and others. So new life breathed into this Federalist position. New life comes and it goes. And what really undid the Federalists was the War of 1812, war against Britain. And again, this had to do with the impressment of sailors by British ships, taking American ships and forcing U.S. sailors to forcing them into the Royal Navy.